Stacey Francis Bayman here. Online at flyhawk.com, you can find the full range of their netball products, including hoodies, leggings, netball, and so much more. There are even kit packages that suit everybody, available in sizes UK 4 to 24 and lots of different lengths too. Plus, we can even send you a sample pack for a returnable fee to try some of the range.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk, special podcast as we look at volunteering in the sport. Joining me, Imogen Greatbatch and Joe Randall from England Netball. Going to hear from some of the volunteers shortly, but to the pair of you, first of all, what is it that personally makes volunteering in sport really special?
I mean, if we're specifically talking about event volunteering enables you to be part of an incredible experience, shaping incredible experiences for others. So specifically thinking back Nations Cup and the newly rebranded Courtside crew, particularly Yvonne, who got a bit of spotlight with the old dynamic mop halfway through the weekend. I think there's just an element of the buzz of sport and the entertainment around it and having a great time with your friends and family. Just being part of that and actually having a role in making that experience is a pretty special thing when you can volunteer.
And that dedication as well. I mean, we'll hear from Susie and Anne shortly, but getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning to get trains, to get to events at the other side of the country, it's things like that, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's often the stuff that people think, oh, to volunteer at an event, you know, you just turn up, you have a great time. But the commitment those individuals show to get there, to make sure all the things are clean, tidy, look after everybody, you know, there's such dedication from them. And I think it's really important for sports and organisations to make sure they feel looked after and are recognised. And definitely the Courtside crew and the events team started to recognise the milestones and the events that individuals support. And that's a really important commitment to recognise.
Joe, tell me a bit then about the newly rebranded Courtside crew. Obviously important that they get that recognition, but to have something in the Nations Cup programme as well, just that extra little bit special.
Yeah, actually seeing that was quite emotional for me. For me to have these people that are coming back time and time again, as actually they need to be recognised. We need to understand like the commitment they're doing, the hours they're giving at their own expense all the time. And they're just happy to do it. And this is where I was like, actually, let's count the number of events these people are doing and seeing what they're giving back. So we started doing it's like a little caps thing. So they get recognised on the amount they're doing. They get a little presentation. So it is really exciting. And they're going to get mentions as well, like in the programmes and stuff. And it's just that some of them are so key as well, and they come back so many times. And then the friendships that they're building amongst themselves as well. Often they stay overnight and get hotels, and they all stay at the same hotel together. They all go out for dinner. And then I think for the season opener, there's a new volunteer that she did the Nations Cup and is coming on her own to season opener. And they've already invited her for dinner, some of the core crew. So it's really good. It's a great experience as well for them all.
You'll hear from Susie shortly, but she was just saying how she didn't recognise the fact that England Netball had kept a note of how many actual appearances, and things like that makes it really, really special for you and obviously Susie as well, just not recognising that records were kept as such.
Yeah, that was just a little piece that I did. I was keen to do it, and I'd spoken to a few people within the team, like, say, how can we do this and how can we recognise? These people go over and beyond, and I can't do my job without them, and these events will not run without them. Like they are core, they really are core to it. And it's so important that we have these people, like bringing more and more people on all the time is key to having a successful event.
What's the balance like between people that are coming back for event after event and obviously being able to attract new people?
Yeah, again, another piece I've just done actually, Nations Cup, we were, for I think Wembley, it was like 85% of returning volunteers. It dropped for Leeds because Leeds being a new event for us, I think it was like 77%. And I think season opener again is 75% of returning volunteers. So it's a nice balance. And honestly, they are so welcoming to new people. Like we'll come in and have a briefing and I sort of separate them into their teams and I just let them carry on because they know the roles better than me now, a lot of them.
So I suppose the question there would be, How does volunteering in netball compare to other sports, Andrew?
It's obviously the best. I think a lot of people enjoy the sport. We've had quite a few people that come in that have come from other like volunteering events and come to netball. And actually, this is their favourite one. They like the people. They like how the events run. They like the atmosphere. And I think it's just that passion for netball.
Emma, it's not why we do it, but there's obviously the annual One Awards as well, just celebrating volunteers. Really important to get everybody in one room at the end of the year just to celebrate their achievements.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's the collective movement that volunteers help enable in netball. So we've had the Nations Cup, but Super League's just about to start, and there's a huge number of volunteers that will support Super League Club. But I just think it's just really important to have those continual moments, not only to recognise and appreciate the efforts of those gifting their time, but also to raise the awareness about the different types of roles out there, the fact that you can contribute many moments as a volunteer, or you can invest your life in supporting volunteering, but everything matters and everything makes a difference to providing kind of great opportunities for people to enjoy sport and enjoy life.
Joe, you're obviously involved with MABS. Volunteering at a local club as well is something that's hugely satisfying.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I started as a volunteer and I led into a paid role eventually. And so there's always different opportunities. I'm not saying for everyone that's, you know, that's the way forward. But for me, it's ended up being a perfect job. So, you know, I mean, we're all really good friends as well. And it's that cliche, it's a big family. It actually is. Like, we all go out together. We arrange dinners and stuff like that. You know, after a match, we'll go and have something to eat together. And it's the usual roles. And they get to be with those players, which is so key for a lot of them. Like, that's what they're there for. They want to be involved and they get to like chat to the players and have those friendships build with the players.
Maybe a bit of advice then for somebody that's never really thought about it before?
I would just say try it. Like, you know, you don't have to give a long-term commitment. I mean, for us to get like an expression of interest into a conversion is great anyway. To get the repeat volunteers is amazing. And it, you know, it just shows, you know, we are doing a good job and we really do value them.
100% with Joe, just have a go. Like, don't worry about if you can't commit long term. Actually, if there's a weekend and you see an event that you think, oh, maybe I'll give it a go, just go for it.
And this maybe isn't just at Super League level as well. This is right throughout the sport, grassroots, isn't it?
You know, you've got your coaching and your officiating, and there are technical official roles and umpiring roles that people give to events. But even serving tea and coffee at a club tournament, or helping set up in the morning, or putting your jacket on and doing the parking signposting, you know, obviously following your risk assessment and all the safe practice. But actually, all of those roles matter. And clubs are, you know, kind of desperate for helpers to support them, and league organisers running league days at the weekend or in the evenings. You know, there's a plethora of roles out there that people can just give a little bit and make a big difference.
And the best place to find out more is on the England Netball website, isn't it?
Yeah, we've got you get involved page, and you can sign up, you can register your interest to become one of Joe's event volunteers, or I'd say reach out to your local Super League club, go there, or have a look for a local netball club that you can go and offer some support to.
Hi, this is Nat Metcalf and you're listening to The Netball Show.
We're looking at volunteering on the podcast this week, and let's now hear from Donna Lee, one of Thunder's elite volunteering group. I'll put that word in there, but it's well deserved. Donna, first of all, let's have a look at how you first got started volunteering for Thunder.
We first got involved, I say we, because it's myself and my husband have both been volunteering. We saw a post on Facebook asking for volunteers, and we were running a netball club and just felt that it would be a good way to get involved in the wider netball community. We didn't really know anything about Super League at the time, and just thought it would be a great way to get to, you know, meet people and find out a little bit more about what was going on outside of our club.
And what are some of the things that the pair of you get out of it?
It's a sense of belonging. It's been part of the great big Thunder organisation, as well as being part of our volunteers crew. We just love the whole atmosphere that, you know, we've made so many friends through netball, got to know so many people. We just find it, you know, really good. It's just great to be part of something so big. And it's nice when you go, because we often go now to some of the away games, and it's nice to go to the away games and to see people and, you know, meet up with people and be part of the crowd as well as being volunteers.
All about the friendships with not only the rest of the volunteers, but also the players and the coaches as well.
Definitely. You know, we've got to know all of the players' parents when they come every week. And it's really nice sort of meeting, you know, all the supporters as well, particularly people like the season ticket holders that come week in, week out. You get to know them and you start to build up friendships and relationships with them as well. And like you say, getting to know the coaches, and you know what they want and, you know, what they expect from you. So it's really nice to be part of all of that.
Clubs around the country, not just Sunderland, are always on the lookout for people to help out on match days and during the week or even at events. So what bit of advice would you give to them?
If you're thinking about getting more involved, speak to someone, speak to one of the volunteers, and they'll put you in touch with the person that, you know, that can get you on board and bring you in. We absolutely love new volunteers. It keeps things fresh for us, for the established volunteers. And it's great to be able to, you know, help them on their volunteering journey. We get new volunteers most years at Thunder. I think our youngest volunteer at the moment is Erin. She's about 15. And it's just great getting her involved. And she tries out all the different roles. So she's finding out where she sort of fits in the, you know, in the system, as it were. But it's definitely worth getting involved. So if you're thinking about it, you know, speak to someone.
And I hear that it's your 16th year this season. That's almost as long as Kez has been playing. So are you sure you're not some relation?
It feels like we know her really well now, and I think she celebrated her 10th playing year at Thunder the same year as we celebrated our 10th volunteering year. So it's all good fun. We've sort of grown up with Thunder. We've seen them come from their little venue to the big venues that we're playing in, the arena now. So it's been fabulous getting involved and growing with the team, really.
It's going to be a really exciting season, though, isn't it, Donna? And you're just looking forward to even more volunteering opportunities at home?
Yeah, definitely. It's every year, it's bigger and better, and there's new things happening. We started last year with like a fancy dress theme at most home games, and that's absolutely great. Not all volunteers are quite on board with it, but we absolutely love it. The dressing up cupboard is getting bigger every year. And we now, my daughter's been volunteering for 10 years with Thunder, and my grandson, who's 7, has been coming since he was 3 weeks old, and he absolutely loves it. He plays the drums, he goes on court, does the ducks and the wristbands and things, and it's just brilliant to watch him grow. And his confidence has come on so much by being involved in all these Thunder roles. Yeah,
there's that advantage as well, isn't there?
Yeah, we're a proper family at Thunder. A couple of 3 generations of volunteers there already. You know, we often joke that we're not trying to recruit new volunteers. We're actually breeding and growing new volunteers.
Well, Donna, it's going to be an exciting season. More information online if you fancy being volunteer, or if you want to get a bit more information, head to manchesterthunder.co.uk or attend the games and have a word with one of the volunteers. They'll be happy to help.
Yeah, definitely. Look for someone in the yellow tracksuit tops and come and give us a shout, and we'll sort you out.
Hi, it's Mickey Austin here.
A special edition of the Netball Show with Flyhawk, a chance to speak to Susie Williams and Anne Marshall, two, and I'm going to use the phrase, old pros at volunteering Events for England netball. Am I allowed to get away with that?
As we know you, Andy, we'll let you do it this once.
Yeah, I was going to say, as it should, why not?
Yeah.
We're going to take a look at the special event that took place at the weekend. First of all, you were awarded for, well, really marking 25 England netball volunteering occasions.
And I'm sure I've been doing it longer than that, but we won't go into that today.
What did that mean to you to get that recognition?
It was actually quite special because I don't think they've done anything like that before. And yeah, it came out of the blue. We weren't expecting anything at all. And it was almost quite touching, really, to realise they do keep records of these things and they do know what we get up to.
And how did you, the pair of you, first get started in it? Did you know each other beforehand?
So we met each other on a netball court, obviously.
We used to go to
the same training session held by the Civil Service Netball League. And we sort of like met from there and we got chatting and sort of like, you know, and Susie said that she'd done some volunteering and I had done some previous volunteering, like at the Paralympics and all sorts of different things. I'm also a Brownie leader, which is also voluntary. So I'm always into volunteering in a big way. So when Susie said that she'd started volunteering for England Netball, and that was it, I asked, oh, how'd you get into that? She told me how, and that was it, really, and never looked back.
That sounds about right. I'd started, it must have been a year or two before, and I'd started once or twice. Actually, my first taste of any volunteering at an England netball event was shaking a charity bucket for Katie Ritchie back in the day when she was doing a charity project. And I was stood in the foyer of Wembley shaking a bucket. But after that, I got into volunteering properly. Now, that must be 2017, possibly even before. I can't quite remember. And all my records from then are paper, not digital, so I can't check quite so easily.
And it'd be really special as well. Obviously, the pair of you would have done plenty of events up and down the country since then. And I suppose just that dedication, even at the weekend, for you to be at the train station for 5, 6, 7 o'clock in the morning, just to attend Leeds, of want of a better place, in the cold.
Yeah, no, I think it was the plea of help from Joe that sort of like made us do it, really, because we weren't initially going to go to Leeds, obviously, because of the, you know, cost and et cetera. But
Wembley the weekend before.
And because we were been at Wembley the weekend before as well. But when we got that special plea, please come and help if you can, you know, it was just a no-brainer, really. We just decided we'd go and that was it, really. But, you know,
we can't let our friends down. And they are, they're friends.
Yeah.
You know, you're not doing it for England. You're doing it for your friends. That's what it's down to at the end of the day.
We know that the season opener is upon us shortly. Will you be a part of the voluntary team as part of that opening weekend?
Yeah, we know we're going to that. But we'd booked a hotel before we even knew we were going. But, you know, we kind of know we're going to be there one way or another.
And it's always special as well, seeing you both in the crowd and nice for fans as well. And that's not just because you shout programs in my ear. It's just great to be part of the team on match day, isn't it? Well, and contributing to the sport that we all love.
I mean, and that's the whole reason why I do it, really, is just to give something back to the sport that has given me so much. You know, I've played netball since I was 7 years old, you know, in sort of like primary school, junior school, you know, through my adult life. And now I'm a qualified umpire as well, so still involved in the game. But it's just so nice to just give something back.
Yeah, it's that old cliche.
Passionate about, really.
Yeah. So that old cliche of giving back, yeah, you can't get away from it. That's what a lot of it is. But it's so much more. You meet so many nice people, and not just the other volunteers. You see faces in the crowd time and time again. You recognise them, they recognise you. You talk to them. I mean, I make a point of talking to people as they go out, ask them if they've enjoyed it, thank them for coming. It's just so nice to, you know, that human communication with other netball lovers.
Absolutely.
And even 100%. People that weren't netball lovers till they went in to watch the game.
I'd suggest as well that you have taken so much from it over the years, obviously, as well, just watching some special games, Netball World Cup, Birmingham 2022 as well.
Yep, we were at
when
both
you haven't
of those.
Been working, of course. For the benefit yes. of
we were at both of those events,
Mind you, the Netball World Cup, I saw hardly any games because I was on hospitality, so I was out in the corridor outside.
And is there, in closing, anyone in particular you want to thank that's allowed you to develop and grow the volunteering side of your game?
Oh, that would be down to Jo Randall. Yeah. You know, she's the one who's embraced us into the fold and everything, if you like, and has given us the trust in what we do. Yeah, so I don't think without her, we wouldn't be doing what we were doing, I don't think.
Yeah. She's certainly a big part of what we do now. She knows us well enough to trust us to get on with it and look after some of the newer members as well at the same time. That's the other name I'd love to mention is Stacey Boxall, who gave me the chance in the first place. She was still running it when I started. So
Joe
has taken it and gone to greater heights even than before.
You obviously got that nice little memento at the weekend, and you'd be there at Nottingham, ready to start year 26.
Yeah, wouldn't want to be anywhere else, Andy, not that weekend.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.